Welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. This is Mario here. And before we get into the last man standing race recap, I got to give you a heads up because I have been looking at a few ways to enhance the experience of the podcast. And one of the things that I have settled on as kind of a new direction and an enhanced direction is by starting to prioritize YouTube a little bit more. So when I first started this podcast, it was almost 3 years ago. And I started by just recording episodes on my phone, in my car, and in the bathroom. And since then, it has grown into this platform where I've been able to connect with so many people, and I've just been able to share my story. And at the time, I chose recording on my phone through an app in my closet, in my car, in my bathroom, just because that was the absolute easiest, simplest thing for me to start. So now that I'm thinking about how can I even just raise the level of quality, how can I serve at a deeper level, and how can I really like set myself up for success long-term, I've realized that I think one of the best ways for me to do that is by starting to prioritize YouTube and some of the visual aspect that I can now dedicate a little bit more time to that. So what that means is this podcast is not going away, but it's just going to be enhanced through YouTube. To be honest, right now, my YouTube channel is pretty messy because I have poured all of my attention into the podcast on Apple and Spotify, and I have also been recording the episodes from the podcast and just publishing them on YouTube, but not really paying any attention to that. But I'm going to be putting a lot more attention to my YouTube channel. So here's what that means. In the description, if you want to check out the YouTube video of this where I kind of have some notes, and over time I'm going to be adding more visuals and more probably background music and editing and all that good stuff. If you want to check out the YouTube channel and support that, just go ahead and click on the link in the description, or just go to YouTube, type in my name, and then you'll start to see all of those videos pop up. I wanted to give you this heads up because that's where kind of the enhanced experience is going to be. And because I'm prioritizing YouTube as my main channel, what that means is the podcast is probably, if you're listening to it here, it is going to have references of like in this video or different things on the screen. And so you're still going to get a lot of value from listening to these episodes. But if you really want kind of the best experience, go ahead and check it out on YouTube. And again, I'm like really excited about this because it's kind of like a newer platform, and it puts me back in that mindset of like experimenting things, testing, learning, growing. And I'm going to have to challenge myself. It's going to be hard at first, but I really do like this new aspect. So with all that out of the way, just wanted to share that with you. Thank you for your support. And let's get into today's episode. In today's video, I'm going to be walking you through my recent experience in competing in the Last Man Standing Ultramarathon just a few weeks ago, and I'm going to be detailing my mindset before, during, and after the race. By the end of this video, I also want to challenge you to put yourself in a challenging situation where you will just learn and discover something about yourself that you can apply to your everyday life and ultimately become the best version of yourself. If we haven't met before, my name is Mario Minert. I'm a performance coach, entrepreneur, and endurance athlete. And really, my mission is to help leaders and high performers just like you build the inner endurance to successfully pursue your mission. And if you're not familiar with this last man standing format, let me break it down for you, because this is the first time I've ever done this type of a race. I have done couple of Ironman triathlons. I've done 50K, 50 mile, 100 mile ultras. I've done Ultraman, which is a 3-day ultra triathlon, but I have never done a backyard ultra. And at this point in my endurance career and journey, I'm just looking for different types of challenges because that's really what stimulates me, is just putting myself in a situation that I've never done before and just seeing how do I react? What am I capable of? And how can I just create memorable experiences? So this format, this backyard ultra for this specific race is you have a 4.2 mile course, which was beautiful. And this took place in New Gloucester, Maine. and there was around 350 feet of elevation gain per loop. So it was pretty hilly at certain points where nobody was able to really run that. You're just power hiking. But you have 1 hour to complete the 4.2 mile loop. If you complete the 4.2 miles within that 1 hour time period, the clock resets and you keep going. And then you have another hour to complete the exact same 4.2 mile course. And you basically keep doing that until you cannot run any longer. And the race doesn't end until there is one runner that is left, hence the last man standing format. So this is a type of challenge where when you start, you don't really know when the race is going to end. And that question and that challenge of how far could I go? How long could this last? Was the type of thing that really intrigued me. I've never done a race where I don't know when it will end. And every single time I do a big endurance event, any type of big challenge, I always try and break it down and then work backwards from that bigger goal, make it smaller, more digestible. But it was kind of like messing with me to think about this race. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know how far I could go. So the format is definitely something that intrigued me. But coming into the race, I usually think about what do I want to get out of this? Not just in terms of what I want to accomplish, but like who do I want to become? And coming into this race, this really wasn't a race that I can honestly say that like I really trained super hard for. I've been consistently training for around a decade of just training for different endurance events. I was originally signed up for another backyard ultra, the Mid-State Mile in June, and I was really excited for that. But just about a week before the event, I ended up getting really sick, and it got to a point where it just wasn't in the best interest for me, and it wasn't the smart thing for me to do when I was sick and kind of struggling with my health to put my body through through that challenge. So I was looking for different backyard ultras, and the Last Man Standing popped up. And it wasn't really until about a few weeks to a month before the race that I 100% committed to doing the race. So I was just kind of staying in shape, staying consistent with some of my training, but not really doing any big training runs. So coming into this race, my goals were really just number one, to just enjoy this experience. So I flew out to Maine on Thursday. Got to hang out with some friends, explore a little bit of Portland. And then Friday was more just kind of relaxing, chilling, exploring the area before the race started on Saturday at noon. And so the first thing is I just really wanted to enjoy the experience, not just of the race, but of being in a new state for the first time and being in this new area. So that was number one. Number two is like I wanted to push myself to a point where I discovered something new about myself. Now, this is something where for all of the previous races that I had done, like obviously like my number one goal is to finish. But when there is a race like this where finishing isn't necessarily the main goal because there's no real finish line, it's really just up to you to determine like how far you can go and when it's over. I just really wanted to view this event as something that was more of a personal discovery or growth type of experience rather than something that I was trying to accomplish. And this is just a recent shift for me as I've been just kind of growing and exploring and thinking about why do I really do these things? And as I've really thought about why I do challenging events like this, it really isn't about the event. It isn't about accomplishing a certain goal. It isn't necessarily about proving to myself that I can do something or that I can do hard things because I've already proven that to myself. So I really feel like I don't need to prove to anybody or to myself that I can do hard things because I've already done that. So then it becomes, why am I doing this? Ultimately, just to learn and grow and discover something about myself that I can apply to my business, apply to my family life, and just become the best version of myself. So that was the second goal. The third goal was just really to build new relationships. As I've gotten into the longer endurance events, one of the main things that I find value in is just connecting with other people who are like-minded and aspiring and going along a similar path. So those were a couple of my goals. And that was just something I was really thinking about coming into it. In terms of the night before the race and the morning of the race, I was really like unsure of what my goal should be for a race like this. I wasn't really sure how far I could go because my training was consistent, but I didn't put in a ton of hours. I also was changing some things with my nutrition because of some of the changes that I made to my diet recently to help with my health. And it's just like I was doing this race by myself for the first time. Typically, when I do 50-mile races, 100-mile races, or the ultra triathlons, I have a crew with me. I have my wife, Emily. I have my brother. I have friends. I have family. And they're there to help me out. Since this was a race that was in Maine and my family was going to be in Colorado, I was going to have to do this race solo. So all of those factors created a new experience, but coming into it again with just viewing it as something that I wasn't necessarily trying to hit a specific goal. I was just trying to experience it and discover something new about myself. I felt a pretty steady like sense of peace and calm. And it was kind of just like something that I was just looking forward to and having fun with. And so got to the race the morning of, set up my little crew area. And that right when I got to the race, it was one of those moments where I realized my first rookie mistake. Because you show up to this event, there was around 250 other runners. Pretty much, I would say 90 to 95% of the runners there had crew with them. And not only did they have crew, they had these big tents for shade. And then they had their coolers and they had their lawn chairs. And some people were like grilling and they had such impressive setups. It was so funny just looking at my setup because I'm by myself. All I really had was a small cooler, a lawn chair, and a patch of grass. And luckily, I was able to make friends with some of my neighbors who had this massive like tent and shade. So I was able to use their shade during the event. But it was just one of those moments where it's like, oh man, why did I not think about bringing something to cover my crew area and have some shade? But, you know, one of those rookie experiences. But before the race, everybody is pretty nice. It's kind of like a community feel. It was in this like big open grassy area. And then just a few minutes before, they kind of do some announcements. And then you get in the corral area, which is right before you get started. The first few laps were pretty packed. There were around 250 runners, and my strategy coming into it was to try and do the 4.2 mile loops in anywhere from like 50 to 53 minutes. I wanted to go really slow, but still give myself some time in between the different loops to just run, get some nutrition, relax for a few seconds, and then get back into the corral and do it again. So the first like few laps, I was really just taking it super slow and really trying to connect with other runners. I would say at this point, it was just like a fun thing, connecting with other runners, hearing about their experience. I was trying to talk to people and just see had they done the race before and really try and learn from them on different strategies. The first few laps, I was able to come in consistently around the 51, 52, 53 minutes. And that gave me around 7 minutes of fueling and rest. So once you complete the loop, you get to the finish line. I had to probably walk slash run 1 minute to my little crew area, give my nutrition, and then another minute back. So it felt like pretty good about that. And I just kind of kept up with that pace. Then I would say laps 5, 6, 7, and 8, this is where like it was still fun. I was still kind of connecting with different people, but this is where some of the monotony sets in during a race like this, because it can be really fun at the beginning, like your brand new experience. You're kind of looking around at the course, you're looking around at all of the trees. Then a certain point, it kind of sets in like you're going to be out here a while. And that was probably around the time I started connecting with one of the other runners. His name was Ben. He is a girl dad, ultra athlete, kind of high achiever, just a really cool guy. And he started just sharing like some of the advice that he had. He had done the race the previous year, and we just started talking like each of the loops. We were kind of running at a similar pace. And one of the things that he told me is the thing that knocks out a lot of people during the race is actually satisfaction. So I had asked him like, hey, what are some things that I should know about this? And that was one of the main things that he told me is, well, you will notice that once people reach certain levels, once they reach the half marathon mark, once they reach the marathon mark, once they reach the 50K mark, once they reach the 50 mile mark, and then once they reach the 100 mile mark, that's when people kind of start to drop off. And as I heard that, I was like, oh, that's not going to happen for me. Like, I'm here for the long term, but you'll see kind of what happens. So those laps were kind of slow and steady, still making good progress, still enjoying the experience, but it's kind of starting to set in like, hey, I'm going to be out here for a while. And then it was around, I want to say like lap 10. It was at that point, you know, we're 40 plus miles in. It's starting to get dark at that point. And that's when it started to get really hard for me. That was probably one of the first lows that I had. And I just had this super low point where I'm starting to doubt myself. I'm starting to get tired and starting to just get curious, like, why the heck am I out there? And one of my main mantras throughout this whole race was just stay. I just kept repeating to myself, like, early in the race when I was starting to think about, man, like, how far can I go? When I started experiencing lows and thinking like, wow, this is going to be so hard. This is going to be horrible. It's going to be painful. I would just tell myself, just stay. Just stay in the present moment. Just stay in the current loop. Just stay right here. That was like the main mantra that I had. And at that point, I remember it was starting to get dark. I was just kind of in a low. And all of a sudden, I just tripped and I just fell and just absolutely ate it on the trail. And I was kind of at this point a little bit like by myself. And I heard somebody like behind me go, hey, you okay back there? And, you know, it was just kind of one of those moments where I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, you know, you just kind of get up and like keep going. But I took that as a sign that anytime that you are in a low and you're starting to like project in the future in that low state, that was just like a reminder to me to just, hey, just like stay in the present moment. When you're in a low and you're jumping to the future and assuming that it's going to be horrible, just come back to the present moment. Stay where you're at. And that just kind of shook me a little bit and kind of woke me up. So that was probably a quarter of the way into that loop. Then I kept going, kept pushing. But again, this was like a low point. And it was at that point when I was still in one of my lows, I got the perfect text at the perfect time from my brother-in-law, Gabe. And it was actually my wife who kind of told him to text me. My wife didn't have her phone, but she said, hey, we believe in you. If you need a boost, listen to this song. And it was like my number one pump up song of all time, which is Rabbit Run by Eminem. And it was the perfect song at the perfect time when I'm in this low. I'd just like fallen down. I was trying to get back up, trying to get moving. And I put my headphones on and I start like cruising. You know, I just like instantly shifted from this really low to this like peak state of high performance where I'm just like, I went from being so low to thinking, I think I can win this race. That was the actual thought that I had. And I just picked up my pace. And it was one of those moments where I just felt like almost unstoppable. And it's in the middle of the night. I'm in the dark. I'm by myself. I'm listening to this song and I'm just cruising, trying to make this cutoff time for that 10th lap. And I'm looking up like at the stars. I had gotten out of the trees at that point, and there's this big open grassy field, and I can just see the stars and I can see the moon, and I'm just book in it by myself. And it was just one of those like magical like moments that I feel like I'm going to remember for a long time. So if you haven't run in the middle of the night in the woods by yourself while listening to Eminem, I don't think you've really lived, man. So you definitely need to experience that. I was able to finish that loop, have just a few minutes of time for nutrition. At this point, later in the race, I only had anywhere from like 2 to 3 minutes in between the different loops. And that's when I knew like it was going to start to get pretty challenging, because if I only really had 2 to 3 minutes, that meant that I was pushing it, get to the finish line, had to basically run a minute to get my nutrition, scarf something down, run back, and then just barely make it in time. So there were a few loops where I actually needed to skip the nutrition, which wasn't ideal. But I think this is where like not having a crew started to kind of hurt me a little bit, because I was having to do all of this stuff by myself. So that was lap 10. And that like that moment and that push through carried me into laps 11 and 12, which at that point, you know, I'm so focused on trying to get to mile 50 and complete lap 12. And that was probably the two of like the harder loops or laps that I had to do, because I was tired. It was dark. I was mostly running by myself. And, you know, that peak moment of listening to Eminem kind of wore off on me. But I was able to just kind of push through lap 11, lap 12. And lap 12, I made it within just a few seconds or maybe 30 seconds or so. And I just knew that when I started lap 13, that I wasn't really going to be able to make it. And so I started trying to do a run-walk strategy, which I had been doing throughout the whole race. But in lap 13, I just knew I wasn't really going to be able to make it. And in the past, in a situation like this, I would probably like really try and like grit it out and try and push as hard as I could until the end. But just knowing that one of my goals was to just really enjoy this experience, it was at this point, I think it's like midnight or 1 a.m. I'm basically hiking through the woods by myself. I just decided to put some music on, some worship music, and just spend some quiet time like focusing on gratitude and just thanking God for being able to put myself in situations like this, to be able to challenge myself, challenge my mind and my body and my spirit, being able to travel to this part of the country that I hadn't seen, and just being able to connect with as many people as I did. I just ended up just spending that lap just really focused on gratitude, focused on how thankful I was. And I basically just walked/hiked to the end of the course, finished after 1 a.m. And I was just really grateful for the experience. And so that's just a little bit about the experience of doing the Last Man Standing. Obviously, there were a lot of takeaways, and I'm going to kind of share those in a more actionable video coming later this week. But the main things that I would say that I took away from this is that these events aren't necessarily just about achieving. For me, it's really becoming just a tool for personal growth and personal discovery. Because as I like bring it back to you, like you are somebody who's a high performer, you're a leader, you are trying to become the best version of yourself. And I really believe that one of the best ways to discover who you truly are and get exceptional results is just to put yourself in these challenging situations, one, that you've never done before, two, where you don't know kind of what the end is. You don't know what the ideal outcome looks like, and just trust yourself and have to like learn and experiment and push and grow through it. And so that's really one of the biggest things, is these events aren't necessarily just about achieving. To me, it's really about growth and learning and discovery. And that's why I believe so much in them, that I want to challenge you to put yourself in a situation like this. It doesn't need to be a 50-mile ultra marathon like this, but just put yourself in a situation where you're a little bit uncomfortable, you don't know what the outcome is, and you don't like necessarily know what you're capable of. Because it's through those things, through those experiences, that you will ultimately discover who you are and learn different lessons that you can apply to your everyday life. And so that's really a little bit about the experience that I had in The Last Man Standing. That's a little bit of my call to action to you. Just put yourself in a challenging situation where you can learn something new about yourself. And the last thing is, like, you know, a lot of times, and I've even said it, like, I'm doing these hard things to prove to myself that I can do it, or I'm trying to prove somebody else wrong. Like, I've reached a point where it's like, I don't need to prove anything to myself, and I definitely don't need to prove anything to anyone else. And so it's like, I don't have anything to prove. And when you come into a situation where you're not really proving yourself to somebody else, or proving that you can do it to somebody else, you can just show up as you are, learn and stretch and grow through the experience. And I think ultimately you'll get a lot more out of it. So that's just a little bit about the Last Man Standing recap. If you have any questions, you can comment below, or you can send me a DM on Instagram and just let me know, like, what questions you have, anything else that you want me to cover. So that's what I got for today. Until next time, I want to remind you that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.